I like to give honor to the full throne of God, and I'd like to say welcome to all of those who are listening to our presentations on the testimony of Jesus Christ. Today, I'm going to talk about blessed are the poor in spirit. Christ was poor in spirit. He taught us in Matthew 8:20. He said, "The Son of Man hath not where to lay his head." Also in Matthew 6:19-20, he said, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal." He also told us to seek the kingdom of heaven and warned us against covetousness. In Luke 12:15, he said, "And he said unto them, Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisted not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth." Now this is a very interesting and curious thing. When you see the wealth of so many people and the churches and the ministers are so wealthy, but that wasn't what Christ was and that wasn't what he was about. When we are like Christ, if we call ourselves Christian, we ought to be like Christ and walk like Christ. We also know that a lot of people feel that to be blessed is when they have possessions in this world. They'll say, "I'm blessed, and God blessed me with this car, and God blessed me with this, and God blessed me with that." Well, to be truly blessed is to have the blessings that God gives, which is the blessing of truth and righteousness. Now, Christ taught us many parables that teach us not to seek the riches of the world, but to seek the righteousness of God, such as the young man who was rich and built greater barns to hold his riches. He wasn't going to give to anybody else. He said, "I'm going to keep it all to myself. I'll just make bigger barns." That didn't work out too well for him in the end. Another great example was of the young rich man who came to him, and he wanted to know how to be perfect. Christ told him to sell what he had and to give to the poor if he wanted to be perfect. Now, this rich man was keeping the laws of God. There was just one thing he was short of, and he couldn't do that and went away sorrowful. He just couldn't give it up. What he gave up instead was the kingdom of heaven, and he held on to the things of the world. And Christ said that it was extremely hard for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. When we talk about poor in spirit, we must talk about covetousness. The scripture says covetousness is idolatry. And you cannot serve God and mammon. What is mammon? Mammon is the love of money. And the love of money is the root of all evil. You can see how the law of God is interrelated. A person who is poor in spirit does not love the things of the world. And 1 John 2:15-17 tells us, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away in the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." A person who is poor in spirit does not greatly desire or esteem these riches. They are not seeking to be rich. They do not find it a difficult thing to give to others. They wear this world like a loose garment, meaning all of these things are easy to let go of. Riches and possessions are not in their heart. They do not value people higher because of wealth or possessions. You know, a lot of people just look up to somebody because they're rich. They got something. They look up to them and they want to be like them. They may be the wickedest person. They excuse all of the wicked and evil things that they do and put them in high esteem. Where there's a poor man who's good, they don't think much of him. He don't have nothing. The people who are poor in spirit value the things of God. Now, this is why in our church, when we first teach the children the meaning of being poor in spirit, we tell them a simple thing. We tell them it means to share. That's what children can understand. A person who is not poor in spirit will find it difficult to give alms. Their hands, fists are tightly closed on their money. They will find it difficult and a burden to pay their tithe. A lot of churches, they say the modern tithe is 5%. Well, they want you to give you them to give you something. They always have other plans for their money. I got something else to do with my money. I can't give it to them. I got mine. They got to get theirs. That's their opinion. A person, however, does not have to be rich to fail at being poor in spirit. They just have to be selfish. There are many poor people who are covetous and selfish, and some of them will steal or even kill over money. They love the things of this world, and many times they are very greedy. But even if they are not trying actively to become rich, if they are not willing to give or to share, as we teach the children, they are not poor in spirit. And you know, the Lord said that the poor would always be with us. He said to reach out your hands and give to the poor. And he gave to the poor all the time. And right now, everything that you have is because of God. He gives to all of us constantly. It's not because someone is so much smarter or better than everybody else. There are a lot of smart people and wise people and good people that are poor. But the Lord just gives and gives to people, and so we should be like him and be willing to give. Now, one of the first of the testimonies, it really actually was the first, to be exemplified by the church after the Pentecost was the spirit of poorness. And I'm going to turn to Acts 2, verses 37 to 47 to read that for you, because that's just a wonderful example. When the Holy Spirit came on the people, they were all quite willing to give. So you should think, you don't have to wait until the Pentecostal rain come on you to give. Christ already told you what to do, so we should do that. Okay, so this is Acts 2, 37 to 47. Now, what had happened was the Pentecostal rain, the Holy Spirit came on the apostles, and the people came in to find out what was all this going on. And so Peter told them what had happened, and it pricked their heart. And I'm going to start at this point. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Then Peter said unto them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." Now, a lot of people think that's the easy thing. Just repent, or claim you repent, and be baptized, and then the Lord is going to save you. Are you going to get the gift? Yeah, there's a whole lot that go into it. See, repentance got to be true, and belief got to be verified by your actions, because if you're not obeying the law of God, you do not believe. So that's just the beginning, and we're going to read and see what are some of the things that they did. This is what Peter said, "For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourselves from this untoward generation," which is what we're doing. Save yourself from this world. "Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together." Now listen, this is the poor spirit part. "And had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods," because they didn't care about that anymore, "and parted them to all men as every man had need." How many of us could do that? "And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved." Amen.